like to share from God's word out of the gospel according to St. Matthew. In St. Matthew, I shall be reading out of the 5th chapter, verses 14 through 16, and supporting scripture would be Psalms 27 and 1. St. Matthew 5, 14 through 16, the 27th Psalms, verse 1. The Bible reads, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Psalms 27 and 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. Don't let the devil put out your light. Don't let the devil put out your light. That word tells us, don't let the devil put out your light. Hallelujah, Jesus. All the praises in the house. Don't let the devil put out your light. It's amazing to me sometimes how God works. I never would have thought I'd be worked up like this by now. But out of obedience to the calling, you learn. Early in my ministry, I felt that if I get mine, it's all right. But I found out that not only should I get mine, but God put me in a place where if I do it like he say do it, somebody else will get theirs. When you are honest with yourself and you acknowledge that you are nothing but a sinner, a filthy, dirty rag. And then we have the audacity to think that we are all of that. God blessed us to get a new hairdo, to get a new outfit, to get new shoes, to get another suit, and get our little fresh cut, and we think we are all that. But let me tell you something. I was looking at some pictures the other night when I was a little boy and had a nappy head and high waters and plaid clothes on. But I realized that God was real good to me then. See, we can't get so holy and sanctified and feel like we've already arrived to where we forget where we come from. We're living in a modern day, but the modern day don't have nothing on the old day. If we had the mindset that our grandmas and grandpas had, the world would be a better place to live in. Because their mindset was that we got to not only love one another, but we're going to look out for one another. Their mindset was, what I got is ours. It's not mine all by myself. It's just not my family. But Brother Johnson, if you need a piece of bread, come on over to my house. We got some extra bread. call Sister Susie, tell Sister Susie, put the big pot of beans on today because I see some children running down in the neighborhood and I don't think they had nothing to eat today. The old days when folk looked out the window, not to signify and be nosy, but looked out to see if there a need out there, there's something out there that I can do. Now, I'm not saying that the old folk went nosy because we didn't have to get it from somewhere. But they had a mind. I don't have much, but what I got, I'm willing to share. I think about the way that my mother raised me. And when there are people that don't have what little bit you got, don't be selfish with it. I don't care if you end up being broke, as long as you helping somebody, God will return back to you whatever the need is. Now, it don't necessarily have to be monetary. But Lord, if you just give me another day that I can walk on these two legs of mine, Lord, if you give me another day that I can see out of my eyes and not see and look at criticism, but see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When I look and see, we talked about last week God being such a great God and how he created everything and his name is above all the names. And when I think and I look at this beautiful sunshine here in October, we ought to still be able to tell God thank you. If you can't thank God for a day that you can walk out without a coat on, when you can walk out and the sun is shining like it's springtime, and another thing that ought to get your attention and make you realize that the Bible is fulfilling itself. And if you're not ready for the kingdom, if you're not ready for Jehovah's return, you better get ready. I thank God for being a merciful and a kind God and allowing us to be in this house. Every time God gives us another opportunity to come, we ought not take it lightly. There are individuals this morning that would love to be able to sit where you are sitting. They love to be able to hear the sound of the organ, to hear the sound of the choir, to hear the sound of the voice coming out of the man or woman of God, but they're deaf and they cannot hear. There are people this morning that are sitting and they hear sounds all around them, but they can't see nobody. And look at how we take our blessings for granted. A good percentage of us act like we do everything for ourselves. But I found out that everything that I got comes from the Lord. We got to understand that God gives us an open invitation. And despite our shortcomings, despite our failures, our heartaches, and our troubles, by his grace, he still gives us an open invitation to come unto him. And we come unto him, we find that in him there will be no more sickness, there will be no more pain, there will be no more worrying about our tomorrows. And the Bible tells us that whenever we get all concerned or worked up about the things that we are going through in life, Jesus tells us in John 14, 1 through 3, let not your heart be troubled. But if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So we got to be encouraged and thankful that this world is not our home. The Lord has already made preparations, and when it's our time, proper preparation has already been made. Now remember that the time of his return is unknown to all of us. But we got to be ready at any given time. We always talk about Jesus is soon to come, but he's closer than we think. I know sometimes you get tired of hearing all of the preachers talking about the enemy is out to deceive you. The enemy is out to steal your joy and your happiness. You're tired of being constantly reminded that the wages of sin is death. Every now and again you hear somebody say to love one another as Jesus has loved you. Then you hear him say you got to treat your neighbor as you would yourself. We are instructed to obey God's word, and in turn, it will sustain and keep us. These are the things that are our own good, for our own good. And sometimes when God wants us to do things, we want to do things our own way. But how many of you know that we don't like to hear the truth? Some of us don't like for it to come just like it is. Sometimes you ought to be careful about asking people questions if you don't want to hear the answer. Because sometimes you can't handle the answer. When somebody tells you exactly how they feel, don't get bent all out of shape. If you ask the question, be ready to accept whatever the answer might be. I believe that it would be better to hurt your feelings right now for a little while than to tell you just anything that you want to hear, and then it's going to catch up with you on down the road. See, that's what happened is when you tell people what they want to hear, when you know that you ought to be telling them one thing, you ought to tell them what God tells you to tell them. Or they might get mad at you. They may get a little wind in their jaw, but they'll get over it. Anybody in here know anybody that ever got mad at them before? Now, we got some folk that don't carry a grudge all the way to the grave, but we also got some folk that learn how to forgive and even to forget. We got some folk that know how to just take it off of their shoulders. We don't wear our feelings on our shoulders all the time. I wonder. Any members of Fowl's Chapel, are you so thin-skinned that can't nobody say nothing to you? Some of us, we can't handle criticism. We can't handle correction. We can't handle nobody sometimes even looking at us. What you looking at me like that for? Well, I'm just looking. Anybody know any folk like that? I don't care how you try to satisfy them. You just can't satisfy them no kind of way. But I wonder, is there anybody in here that God could depend on to let their light shine? Even when you know that there's a storm in your life. Is there anybody able to let your light shine even though you know that you're going through and you realize that your blessings are not going to be instamatic? Every now and then you got to tarry and wait on God. While you're waiting on God, can you wait on God in praise? Can you wait on God and still allow your light to shine? If you will allow me, let me talk to you a couple moments about the light. Light is the opposite of darkness. Visible, radiant energy. Light is defined as a lamp, a flame, or a cause to give off light. Light is also spoken of as a symbol of God's presence and righteous activity. Biblically, when we think about lights, we think about the sun, which is the greater light, which lights our day from day to day. The moon, the lesser light that brightens our nights along with the stars. Light represents truth, goodness, and God's redemptive work. David said the Lord was a light unto his path. Then Jesus tells us in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. And anybody that rejects the light will bring judgment unto themselves. As faith Christian witnesses and believers, Paul tells us this morning in Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So God's people, we should walk in love and holiness in the newness of life and let the light of God shine radiant and powerful through our very beings. When we look at our text this morning, in the gospel according to St. Matthew, we find that the Bible declares, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but light unto all them that are in the house. Then the Bible says, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You see, we live from day to day, and as we go from day to day as children of light, we should let the light of God shine in this world of darkness. When you go through your trials and your tribulations, you got to learn how to keep on trusting and praising God and letting your light so shine. When you let your light shine in the world of darkness, you have an opportunity to let unbelievers know that even when you're going through, you can still praise the Lord your God. The Bible declared that if you are light of the world, since you are the light of the world, that you don't put your candle under a bushel because the basket will extinguish it and put your light out. So you got to be careful, church folk, who you hang with, where you go, and who you believe in. Because everybody that say they love you don't love you. Everybody that say that they're on the Lord's side is not on the Lord's side. Everybody that say, let your light so shine, you're not going to let their light shine. But when I think about the song that said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. But the Bible declares in the word of the song, say, everywhere that I go, I'm going to let my light shine. Now, when you let your light shine, some folk don't like it. Some folk don't like it when you praise God all the time. Some folk don't like it because you won't bundle under. They know that you're going through trials and tribulations. They know that you got a problem in your life. But when they see you still got your head up, you still got a smile on your face, they begin to wonder, how is it that you can walk around like that and knowing that you're going through in your life? But I stop by to tell you, don't let that devil put out your light, because the enemy is out there to rob you. He's out there to steal your joy. He's out there to tear down your life. But if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, the Lord will make a way out of no way. You got to have faith in the Almighty God. I don't care what the devil try to do. When the devil try to put your light out, you better hold your ground and hold up your light. Because I found out that Jesus is the light of the world. And as long as I got Jesus down on the inside, I stop by to tell somebody that if you have trouble in your life, and as you begin to go through life, and it seems like the enemy is trying to put your light out, don't let that enemy put out your light, because your light comes from Jesus the Christ. He is the light of the world, and that light is down on the inside of you. So I stop by to tell you that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy and my foe, come upon me and they try to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. A host shall encamp around me. They always trying to rob me. But I found confidence in one thing, that I desired of the Lord, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to inquire the beauty of his temple. For I found that in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. He shall hide me and set me up upon a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemy. My enemy don't have nothing on me. I stop by to tell the devil, you're not going to put my light out. Because every time I get a mind to open up my mouth, the praises of the Lord our God shall continually be in my mouth. If the devil tell me I don't have nothing, the the devil is a lie. If you say, I don't have no business preaching, the devil is a lie. If you say, I don't have joy, the devil is a lie. If you say that I cannot be healed, the devil is a lie. If you're going through trouble in your life and the devil try to rob you of your joy, tell the devil he is a lie. Get thee behind me. I'm going to make you my footstool. You're not going to hinder me. You're not going to hold me down. Because I learned to hear the Lord thy God. I cry to the Lord my God. Have mercy upon me. Answer me. Seek my face. Lord, hear me. Hide me in your pavilion. I learned that I got to wait on the Lord my God. And I stopped by to tell somebody, don't let the enemy put out your light. Let your light shine early in the morning, late in the midnight hour. Let your light shine everywhere you go. When you're in the hospital, when you're in the rest home, when you're in your home, let your light shine. Don't let the devil put out your light. If they look at you out of judgmental eyes, say, I am, gave me these eyes, and I'm going to use my eyes, I'm going to use my ears, I'm going to use my hands to glorify the Lord thy God. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Let your light so shine before men so that God and them can see your good works. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set above a hill cannot be hid. When you go into the room, your light ought to be so radiant that they ought to wonder, why do you glow? There's something about you. You ever been somewhere and somebody said, there's something special about you? Have you ever seen a time when somebody would tell you that I feel something about you? Something about you is different. And don't you know that you are walking testimony to the unbelievers that you associate with in life? Because when you walk out these doors, we have to go out to serve. And as we go and serve, you can't serve God in the darkness. You got to let your light shine. When your neighbor know that you done lost your job, know that your unemployment done run out, know that you ought to be going through by now, but when they look at you, you still coming to church. You still putting a little bit of something on the offering plate. You still praising God. That's the way you tell the devil that I'm a child of the King. And I'm going to let my light shine. When I don't have nothing, I still got my light. And I'm going to let my light, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let my light shine. And the Lord gave me this word for somebody to let you know this morning. Don't let the enemy put out your light. God knows your financial situation. He knows what your body is going through. He knows what is going on in your mind. He knows what you're praying for. Those loved ones that the only thing you can do is pray. God knows what's going on. So what he wants you to do, that in the midst of your prayer, still keep the light shining. Don't let that devil think that, oh, I done put sickness in that life, and now they're going to just give up. No. We don't give up. Believers never give up. We hold on and we hold out. And we live until God says that it's the end. And when God says it's the end, it's all to be all right. He the one that gave it, and he has the right to come and receive it whenever he wants to. Sometimes we can't understand that because we are just human. But that's what makes our God be our God.
He helps us to learn to understand. Ye are the light of the world.